From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says it is recommending no criminal charges be brought against Hillary Clinton for her use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. FBI Director James Comey sharply condemned Clinton and her colleagues at the State Department for what he said was their extremely careless handling of classified material.
We also assess that Secretary Clinton's use of a personal email domain was both known by a large number of people and readily apparent. She also used her personal email extensively while outside the United States, including sending and receiving work-related emails in the territory of sophisticated adversaries.
Comey said FBI investigators could not find evidence that Clinton clearly and willfully sought to violate U.S. laws. The campaign for President of the United States moved to the southern U.S. state of North Carolina Tuesday. Both Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton hold events there, Trump in Raleigh and Clinton in Charlotte. Iraq's interior minister has offered to resign. Mohammed Ghaban Tuesday handed over authority to his deputy until the offer is considered by Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. The minister has been a target of public anger since Sunday when a suicide bombing killed 175 people. Japan's foreign minister, Fumio Kishida, said Tuesday he felt sorrow and indignation as the bodies of seven Japanese nationals killed in an attack in Bangladesh returned home. The victims were among 20 hostages killed Saturday in Dhaka. Bangladeshi officials initially said officers killed six attackers and captured another, but now are saying one of those killed may have been a hostage. This is VOA News. A French parliamentary inquiry into last year's Paris attacks has made some recommendations, as we hear from Lisa Bryan.
The conclusions are part of 39 recommendations in a new report by a parliamentary commission probing last year's Paris attacks and are aimed at preventing a repeat. The report describes communications failures among France's different intelligence agencies leading up to the two attacks. The commission proposes overhauling intelligence services to create a single counter-terror hub. It also concludes that France's controversial state of emergency has had limited impact on security. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Italian authorities detained a vagrant Tuesday on suspicion of murdering a university student from Wisconsin. Police issued a statement identifying the suspect of Massimo Galliotto, a 40-year-old from Rome. The body of 19-year-old Bo Solomon was found in the Tiber River on Monday, 3 days after he went missing. Solomon was last seen leaving a pub in Rome early Friday. He was participating in a student exchange program at an Italian university. The unmanned Juno spacecraft completed its engine burn Monday and began orbiting Jupiter. The spacecraft is beginning a 20-month mission mapping the planet. Scientists and engineers at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, heaved a sigh of relief when orbit was achieved. Juno will be exposed to intense radiation as it orbits Jupiter. In addition to carrying scientific instruments, the aircraft has a camera called the JunoCam, which has already been sending video of Jupiter's major moons. A suspected member of the Al-Qaeda Al-Shabaab militant group lobbed a hand grenade into a market in Mogadishu Tuesday. Witnesses say nine civilians were wounded by the blast. Residents were shopping at the market for the Eid al-Fitr festival, which marks the end of the month-long Islamic observance of Ramadan. Nigerian soldiers thwarted suicide attacks Tuesday by two women from the Boko Haram group. The soldiers shot and killed the women before they were able to detonate their explosives. A military spokesman says the planned attacks targeted displaced people who had fled their homes because of fighting. Some of the bombers' explosives detonated after they had been shot. Two civilians were wounded in the incident. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni says his country will reconsider plans to pull its troops out of Somalia, that coming if the AU stabilization mission there takes certain actions. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are down at this hour. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.